A message came through Tuesday from Tehran. Mosaman, CNN reports that Iran's new supreme leader has vowed that revenge for his father's assassination will come regardless of who holds power, even as his funeral included public calls for the American president's death. Trump's immediate response was a threat to completely decimate and destroy Iran if an attack comes, escalating an already precarious standoff. PICTE2s has the first word on power and choice, then Haipoi Esha.
A son inherits his father's killing. The first act is to announce that revenge is not optional. It is inevitable. Do you see what he has just done? He has announced that his will is no longer his. The revenge will happen whether he wills it or not. He is no longer the agent of his own response. He is the instrument of necessity. He has locked himself into a cage and thrown away the key, then called it fate. Meanwhile, the other power has announced what will happen if that inevitable revenge arrives. So now the son is caught between two inevitabilities, his own and his enemies. Both are locked. Both are public. Both are public. Neither can back down without appearing to surrender to the other. This is not a political crisis. This is a man discovering on the day he inherits power that he does not own his own choices. He owns the appearance of choice, the actual decision, whether to attack, whether to wait, whether to negotiate, has already been made for him. He can only perform it. A man who says, "I must do this," has already done the hardest thing. He has convinced himself that he has no say in the matter. And once you believe that, you don't. The question is not whether Iran will attack. The question is, did the son speak those words? Or did the son's circumstance speak them? And the son simply opened his mouth.
A son takes the throne. He announces that vengeance is eternal, institutional, independent of persons. The real question is not whether he will attack. It is whether he believes his own legitimacy is secure enough to wait. In Alexandria, succession could be dangerous precisely when the new leader had to assert, "I am not merely a person. I am the office." The threats that came too quickly signaled weakness, not strength. A successor who says vengeance is inevitable, while also saying it does not depend on my choices, is performing two roles, son and institution. And that split is the burden. What Trump has released into the world is not primarily a military problem. It is a mirror. The Iranian regime now must respond because a grandson cannot appear intimidated by a foreign power. The inevitable language has locked Iran into a posture it may not have freely chosen. The son is speaking to his own people, not to America. The dangerous moment arrives not when the heir threatens, but when he has proven authority to his base and then chooses to wait. Until then, he is bound by his own words.
CNE carried the story of Iran's retaliation promise, a reminder that institutional vengeance survives any individual actor. That's old news for today.